You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 70. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road.
Hi, you guys. So today, if you've noticed, the title might differ from what you heard me tell you guys. Last week, I had mentioned towards the end of the episode that we were going to be talking about self-confidence and self-discipline. And when I sat down to write the notes and then record that episode, I realized that that was a pipe dream. And here's why. Because it's too much. Like, I have to do self-confidence and then I have to do self-trust separate, or I want to do it separate. You know how I get. I think it's going to be a short episode and then I start talking and then next thing you know, it's 35, 40 minutes into it and y'all drop off be at around the 32 minute mark. So I am going to record those separately. But the other thing I discovered while writing my notes, I realized that I want to cover a couple other topics beforehand. And I didn't consider this whenever I was making my content planner for upcoming episodes. Having said all that, today we're going to be talking about a CEO mindset. So if you are a client of mine, we have probably talked together about you showing up being the CEO of your custody situation. If you're still in any sort of communication with your ex, your kiddo, any custody evaluators, reunification therapists, family therapists, lawyers, guardian ad litem, anything having to do with your custody case, if you are still active, even if it's somewhat just a little bit of communication, try that showing up in the CEO mindset, advocating for your child, for the corporation of your custody situation. Try that on and see what it feels like. I know for me, it has caused me to feel more in control, poised, and calm. There's a sense of peace and order about the situation and that I have more control than I might have felt like I had when I was showing up feeling at the effect and as the victim of my custody situation. Do you feel me here? Yes, you may very well be a victim where you are a parent that's been targeted by the other parent or whoever's alienating your children from you and have had your child turned against you. And I don't mean to say that with a flippant tone, but there is that, right? There is that the fact that you are, and you've heard me say this before, you may be a victim, but showing up and having a victim mindset is an entirely different thing. When it comes to our custody situations, it's like the one remaining area, even after healing, where I know for me, this was the one area that I still felt very victimized in. Like when I'd hear the email ding on my phone and I saw that it was her father or her stepmom, my daughter's stepmom, it would send me into a stress response. I wanted to avoid my phone at all costs if I could like throw it out of my hand and get it away from me in order to avoid looking at the email or thinking about the fact that it was sitting there waiting for me in my inbox. It would be all the better. For a really long time, I felt like a victim and like a pawn in my own situation of alienation. And so when I started showing up as the CEO of my custody situation, it changed the way that I viewed all of it entirely. It made me feel, gave me a sense of peace and a sense of purpose, a sense of direction. And every one of my clients that I've shared this with has had much success with it. So at least that's what they're telling me anyway. So if you want to try that on for your custody situation, please use that. But I want to take that a step further and have you guys look at your life and more importantly, your mind in that way. Like that you are the CEO of your own brain, your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own actions, and your own results that you create for yourself in your life. So we know when you've heard, like a broken record, you hear me talk about the fact that things can happen outside of us. We have no control over those things. We can't control the judge's orders. We can't control what the ex does. We can't control what our children do. We can't control whether our boss says yes if we ask him for a raise, all the things. We cannot control everybody around us with any consistency. And even when we do manage to get lucky, have an effect on somebody so that they change their ways in one area or the next, the fact of the matter is, in order to keep getting that result, you would have to police them. And that is no fun. And it probably, I'm guessing that it would go against the whole purpose for you wanting them to act a certain way anyway, right? So we can't change the circumstances, the external things that happen. We can show up as the CEO of our own workings, our own perception. And so I was given this analogy by another coach, and it's really effective. So she talks about, her name is Tanya, and she talks about like you, your mind being the company. And your company has, just like every company, successful companies anyway, have a clear vision. They have a mission statement, a mission, and they have values, core values that they live by and that they brand themselves with. Those values, that mission, that vision is what drives their every action moving forward. It's the motivation. It's everything. It's how they show up in social media, how they serve those that they're serving, and which colors they wear doing it. It's all tied in, and it's consistent. A successful brand corporation is fluid. So imagine your mind being the company, the corporation, right? And you are the CEO. You are in charge, numero uno, the boss lady, boss man, shot caller, whatever title you want to give to yourself, but you are the head honcho. You are the inventor of this company. You've created it all. Then you have employees, and those employees are your thoughts. When you're starting out with this idea, the people that work for you maybe have a little bit of a bad attitude, like in my case, how I was. Most of the thoughts that were going through my brain were very negative and very anti-corporation, the Shelby Corporation. I had thoughts that told me I was nobody without my daughter, that I would always need to have a drink, that I would maybe die being an alcoholic because now that my daughter's out of my life, I had no purpose. I had thoughts that told me that I was different. I didn't have the know-how, the support, the resources, the money anymore because I'd spent it all. I had all of these negative Nancy thoughts, employees constantly yelling and screaming in my brain. I imagine like all of these rogue employees on strike in the Shelby Corporation in my head. So in order for me to operate properly, I had to get clear myself about what my vision is for future me. And I had to get behind that vision. I had to become strong and solid with that vision. I had to let go of a lot of those thoughts and attach myself to the one like glimmer thought, which was maybe it's possible that I could become successful and have a beautiful life, even though my daughter is not home with me. That was the one glimmer. Maybe it's possible. So I had to hang on to that one tiny little employee. The rest of them, I had to let go. I had to hold meetings with all of them. Thank you very much for your help. Our visions do not align with one another. And so I had that meeting with each one of my thoughts, not just one time. I was like, oh, all right, we're done with all of these thoughts. See you later. Happy to have known you and I'll never see you again. It was more like the employees kept coming up. These thoughts kept coming up and I would have to go and meet with them each time. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. However, the thought that you're giving me right now does not align with my end result, with my goal, with who I am becoming. What I'm saying is that you can look at every one of the thoughts that you have and a little bit depersonalize them from you. They are just employees that you hired because they served you at one point, but no longer serve you today. You don't have to beat them up. You don't have to call security. You don't have to do anything other than thank you for your service. We're moving in a different direction. Let's say you have a goal, a dream, and you think it's possible. There's a possibility that it could happen for you. Just what I was saying, maybe it's possible that I could learn to live without my kiddo for now until they've decided they're ready to come back. Maybe it's possible that I could build that business for myself, that I could get through all of this negative thinking and I could make it and I could end up helping people, or I could end up writing the book, or I could end up whatever it is for you. But each time you start out, it seems like such a great idea. Just like I was talking about last week with starting the year off with, I'm going to eat well and I'm going to go to the gym a bunch and I'm going to do all these things. And then as you start to apply and realize that it takes a little bit of strength, your negative thoughts come in, those rogue employees come in and tell you that, why would you even start? You knew you weren't going to be able to do this. You never follow through with what you say you're going to do. You know you're going to have that sugar. You know you're going to fail. You always do. You don't have the right support, the right this, the right that. This is what the human brain is designed to do. So you're having to fight your own biology in trying to grow and trying to move through the adversity of alienation. But in order to do that, you have to overcome these thoughts. You have to let go of these rogue employees. Again, they helped you get through hard times. But anymore, if you're trying to grow and they're stopping you, they're acting as barriers, then it's time to let the thoughts go. In order to adopt new thoughts and beliefs and bring them on board as your own and be able to give them the 401k and the better pay and all of the things that these thoughts need to be fed in order to survive, you must let go of the dead weight. We have to let go of the employees that are not supporting your main vision, kind of like leaving a dysfunctional relationship. You know you need to do it, but it feels so damn uncomfortable and you hold on for way longer than you should. It's like that with thoughts, right? Sometimes that means that we are left with one, like if your thoughts are negative at this point, you have to find the one thought that you believe today. The one thought, like maybe there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. This is your one employee. Until you practice and practice and practice how this thought could be possible in your life as you let go of the other thoughts. And once you keep practicing and as you let go of these other thoughts, you're making room for new good thoughts to come in. The more little, you know, you have one thought and then you have two good thoughts and then you have three good thoughts and four and five and six and seven, like attracts like. Once you become solid in the core few thoughts that are serving you, thoughts that you believe that are bringing you to the next version of you, then you can create more and more and more and more of those, the higher frequency thoughts. And the less those employees that don't share your same vision are muddling up your mission. That's the first time I've ever taught that. And I just absolutely love the idea of thinking about it like that. Because for me, it provides a sense of, well, a little bit of humor, but also it provides me with a sense of calm, of peace, and of order, right? Just like with the being the CEO, showing up as the CEO of my custody situation. It is my business plan, if you will, for my life. And it also just helps me to know that when a negative thought comes up in my brain, you can't do it. What were you thinking? Why are you even trying? How did you expect yourself to get there when your history is blah, 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 whatever. Some of these thoughts that I adopted from my abusive ex and of course my daughter's father, some of the things that he said to me all, you know, up through the years that I began to believe. Now I know, I realize and acknowledge those thoughts to just be rogue employees. They're not me. Those thoughts aren't me. My ex telling me that I wasn't responsible enough or determined, disciplined enough to succeed, that wasn't me. That was his thoughts about me. And those can remain with him. That's fine. But I don't need them. Those thoughts don't work for my main goal, for my vision, for who I am and the corporation of me. for my life. And that's what I want to lend to you guys, right? Just because you had the thoughts for a long time. And I think there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that the thoughts, the negative thoughts that you have today, obviously did serve you in one way or another, or you wouldn't have adopted them to begin with. They kept you feeling secure in one way or another. Even if now looking at those thoughts, they seem destructive, they clearly worked for you at some point. So you can thank them for their service and just allow them to just fall away. Like each time a thought comes up, one that doesn't serve you, just no thank you. That's not serving our end goal. It doesn't have to be personal. Don't make it about you. Just because your brain says that you can't do it or you're not good enough or you're not this or you're not that, that is human nature. You just say, no, thank you. Our goal, we're up there. That's where we're going. And so I'm bringing all of my thoughts, these thoughts that are assisting me and getting there. That's where we're going. That's the party I'm in on. These other thoughts, no, thank you. Thank you for serving me. You can come back another day. I won't open the door though. These limiting beliefs and ideas that are holding you back and telling you that you shouldn't try or that you never should have tried anyway or you're not going to complete it, you can complete it. It's just a matter of calling the thoughts out and reminding yourself of your end goal. Oh, that's where I want to get. It all starts with a thought. Think about, like, I'm looking at you right now and through, I've got Apple products, right? So I've got a desktop, an iMac, and I've got right in front of that, I've got a MacBook Pro. And I've got a mouse and I've got an iPhone and I've got some AirPods over there. All of these individual devices started with one thought by Steve Jobs. They started in his mind. They were concepts. And then they became sketches, prototypes. And then they became the products that we have in our hands that you're listening to or watching me on right now. They were thoughts in somebody's brain first. And in order for them to manifest into physical products, they had to be created twice, once in the mind, once physically. The same thing happens with our life. Like for me, I told myself forever that I would always struggle, that I wasn't good enough, that I would always drink. I would always struggle with alcohol, with wanting and needing a drink. And for all the time that I thought those thoughts, guess what happened? I wanted and needed a drink. I was constantly struggling with it. I felt like I wasn't enough. I showed up in the world, not enough. I was always late. Whatever it is that you label yourself as, look at that, because that is exactly how you will show up. It starts with a thought in your mind and you make that come true in your life. Look at what you're saying about yourself. If you say, I struggle with weight, guess what happens? You struggle with weight. If you say, I am actually working on my health and fitness, guess what you do? You work on your health and fitness. It's amazing. Your mind will go to work for what you task it to do. Like it will do it in the background of your mind. All you have to do is direct it in the area that you want to go. So you being the CEO of your life and of your mind, you be clear with your employees, with all the thoughts in your head. With yourself, start there first. Where you're going? Where do you want to go? And if you don't know, that's okay. Start with, it's possible that I know where I'm going. It's possible that I will end up there. I'm going to try some things in the meantime to see if that's the goal. Speak that over yourself as opposed to, I don't know what I want to do. Because guess what that's going to do? That's going to send you in circles of not knowing what you want to do. And you will stay in a place of confusion and not knowing and in uncertainty forever. This is one that we get way too comfortable, especially as alienated parents, in sitting in is uncertainty and confusion, right? Which is, by the way, coming up in an episode very soon too. The warm, wet blanket of confusion. It's super uncomfortable, yet very familiar. We indulge in confusion because it's much easier for the brain. I'm not saying that you're consciously doing this, but it's much easier for the brain to sit in a place of confusion than it is to step out on a limb. But out on that limb is where you find the growth. So just be careful of what you're speaking over yourself, because whatever it is that you're saying that you struggle with, you will end up struggling with. Whatever it is that you say you're creating, you will become the person that creates that thing. Mark my words. The strongest thought is what will win, but you have to be clear with yourself. You have to clearly define, sans any ambiguity, what it is that you want. be very intentional. What it is, how you want to show up today. I am blah, blah, blah. Whatever habit you have that you say that you're struggling with, instead, tell yourself a small shift. It's possible that I don't need this habit. It's possible that my life looks much different 1 month from now. It's possible that I can do this. It's figure outable. Start saying that and notice the shift you have with yourself, okay? So every company needs the vision. It needs the vision, it needs your mission, and it needs your values. If you're lacking any one of those three, this is how people squander years. This is how I squandered years of my life because I lacked any sense of direction and courage to take the steps needed to grow. I was too scared about other people judging me, what I would look like, what the ex would say. I was so invested in that and I scared myself to death and I sat still and watched life go by for years on end. And I don't want y'all to have the same thing happen to you. So if that's the case, if you notice that this is what's been happening, get very clear on where you're going and one foot in front of the other, put yourself out there. So you step into the CEO role of your life and of your situation of alienation. My phone just rang while I was doing this. Perfect timing, saved by the bell. Okay, y'all have a wonderful week and I will address those other topics coming up very shortly. Okay.
Thanks so much for listening today, guys. I'm honored that you chose to share your time with me. If you like what you've been hearing and you want more, come join me in the new monthly membership, where we take the concepts that you hear about here and using a logical framework, you learn to apply them to your specific situations, upgrading your thoughts and your life, even while experiencing the grief of alienation. For more information, go to beyondthehighroad.com. See you soon.